He's been seen on CNBC, the Fox News Channel, and the Fox Business Channel. His articles can be found on MarketWatch, Seeking Alpha, TheStreet.com, and many other places. He's the author of the weekly Best Stocks Now newsletter and the inventor of the Best Stocks Now app. He's president of Gunderson Capital Management. Here is professional money manager, Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning, January the 16th, live edition of the Best Stocks Now radio hour as the market begins to continues to heal from the severe bout of the flu that it had in the months of October, November, December 2018. Today we've got the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 157 points. 24,222. The S&P 500 is up almost 13 points right now. It's at 2,622. And on our percentage basis, doing the best of all, the NASDAQ up 0.7%. It is up 50 points today at 7,073. The Russell 2000 Small Cap Index also moving higher today, 1,455. It's up 0.7% here this morning. Now, this is the first day that crude oil has been down and the market's been up. So maybe we're finally going to see a separation of the tight at the hip type of action that we've seen recently between oil, crude oil, and the stock market. Crude oil's down 6 cents today. $52.05, and of course, oil prices have healed and recovered quite a bit of their late 2018 losses. Gold is up $3.90 per ounce, $1,292 per ounce. Silver's up 4 cents to $15.66. The 10-year, boy, we're seeing a rise in interest rates today, but not a lot. 3 basis points higher today. The 10-year now sits at 2.74%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now radio hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson of Gunderson Capital Management on a sunny day in Charleston, South Carolina, and it is a sunny day in the market once again today. I now have 264. We're almost back to a normal market again. 264 B-plus or better stocks. That means that they have buy ratings, 264 out of 5,100. That's how selective and how discriminating I am. And on the momentum list, A or better momentum, I have 150. We were cleared down to just 35 B-plus or better stocks towards the end of 2019. It looked dreary, and then the market started to finally find a bottom, a second bottom. The first bottom didn't hold, but it looks like the second bottom was the key, and now the market has been in healing mode ever since, and I continue to buy best stocks now. My cash level has dropped drastically over the last couple of weeks. Well, let's go back to yesterday. It was a pretty flat day in the market yesterday. Actually, it was a pretty good day in the market. The NASDAQ had a good day. The Chinese talked about, or China talked more about stimulus to their economy. We had some really good earnings reports yesterday, particularly from United Healthcare, which lifted the entire healthcare sector just about. And look at United Healthcare following on today. I own United Healthcare, a big position here in both my growth and income, both versions of it, the long-term hold version and the more actively traded version. And I own it in my premier growth portfolio, both versions of that portfolio, the long-term hold tax advantage version and the more actively traded version, UNH, following through today. Wow, that's a good chart. In fact, I sent out a, I think on Monday, I sent out a push notification. I said, look at that chart on UNH. That is pretty, pretty, pretty. And I sent out a few yesterday. You know, the one that jumps off the page at me today, I just started looking at charts, Apple. Apple, if you want to see what a reversal of a downtrend looks like, look at the chart of Apple today. Connect the tops since October, and you will see that Apple has been making lower tops, lower tops, lower. Every time it rallies, it sells off, and the tops are lower. That is the definition of a downtrend, and it's been making lower lows. But look at it here. Over the last few days, we are seeing a reversal from a downtrend. It is now breaking those lower highs and turning around. I pointed this out yesterday in another very important stock in Facebook. Facebook has also broken its downtrend, which lasted clear from July until late December. And then it finally hit bottom right around the week before Christmas and has turned around and is now forming, attempting a new uptrend. Those are trend reversals. Very important to watch for those trend reversals. And yesterday we had quite a volatile day. You know, there was some big news shaking up the world markets. Late as the market was trading yesterday, we got news out of the UK that the UK Parliament rejected Theresa May's Brexit deal in a resounding defeat, 432 to 202. You think our nation's divided and our politics here in the U.S., watch those guys shout at each other, women and men, and even throw things, you know, in the Parliament of the UK. But Theresa May's Brexit deal defeated soundly, and her future looks like it's in jeopardy. So where do we go next? Well, that puts all Brexit options are now back on the table, from leaving the EU with no deal. Okay, that's one choice they have. They can't get a deal with the EU. The EU basically is telling them, don't let the door hit you on the way out, and they're not going to budge. And at the same time, UK could go ahead and just say, all right, we're going to go it alone. Or they could have another referendum after the first referendum, which is the most likely outcome. Well, the most likely outcome, according to the bookies, is to continue to try to get a deal with the EU. Well, we shall see. Calling a second referendum or a general election would require postponing Brexit past its current March 29th deadline. There's no way they're going to make that deadline. I think they'll continue to negotiate. Well, the stock market, you know, pretty much took it in stride yesterday. In fact, if anything, I saw a little bit of a lift to the market after the news was announced. And I guess, you know, the market doesn't like change. I guess the market would be just okay, peachy keen, if the UK were to remain in the EU. Now, the shutdown continues. Nancy Pelosi telling President Trump to cancel his State of the Union. You know what? I would use the State of the Union address to address the problems going on. Here's something that I could have told you. It came public yesterday in the trial of the big drug king, El Chapo. He claims that he paid his people bribe the president of Mexico, Enrique Peña Nieto, $100 million. I have always been of the opinion, the strong opinion, that the leaders of Mexico are in bed with the drug cartels, and in particular the Sinaloa cartel in Mexico, and now it comes out at a trial. That's the kind of danger that exists at our southern border. I live very close to the southern border. It's chaos. It needs to be resolved. Enrique Peña Nieto, president of Mexico, former president of Mexico. He was termed out, according to a witness yesterday in the trial of El Chapo in New York. They paid the president of Mexico a bribe of $100 million. He wanted $250 million. He settled for $100 million. And then it was wink, wink, nod, nod, let the drug trade continue, and all look the other way. And where are all those drugs coming? Where do you think they're coming? Well, when we come back, we'll talk a little bit about the Fed, what that's doing to mortgages. We'll talk a little bit about the problems in California. We've got Tilray in the news today, New Age Beverages, Goldman Sachs, Bank of America, BlackRock, Charles Schwab, Citigroup, Netflix, Amazon, Facebook, Airbnb, Edwards Scientific, Nordstrom's. Coming up on the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stay stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. Well, what else is happening in the market today? We've got another member of the Fed. In fact, one of the more hawkish members of the central bank, Kansas City Fed President Esther George, says now might be a good time for a pause. Can all of you join me in an amen? Amen to that. She says it seems that we should proceed with caution and be patient as we approach our destination. George is a voting member of the FOMC this year. That's why it's important to hear what she has to say. In the meantime, mortgage applications continue to trend higher. The 30-year mortgage rate remains unchanged this week at 4.74%. How were the negotiations going along in China between China trade representatives and our trade representatives? Not so good. U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer reports little progress in last week's talks with China. Of course, those were low-level people trying to solve big-level problems. No, little progress. He says negotiators did not make much headway in resolving structural issues and intellectual property protections, okay? So that's where that stands. And, of course, we still have the government shutdown that also is in, I don't know what day it's in, but that will continue to weigh on growth here in America. It will weigh on job creation, and it will weigh on GDP. In the meantime, in December, money market mutual funds surged past $3 trillion. There was a lot of panic selling in December. And a lot of that money, where did it go? To money market funds, another proxy for cash. That move into money market funds, $3 trillion in December, was their highest level since March 2010. Now, you could look at that as a negative. You could also look at the cup as half full scenario, that money's probably going to come back into the market now. So we've got massive $3 trillion leaving the market in December, just in 1 month, in December of 2018. I wonder how much of that has come back into the market since then. What is going on in California? What are they going to do with Pacific Gas and Electric, which is now a $6.66 stock? There's that 666 number. It's been $49.42. That was in November, from $49 per share, clear down to $6.66. This is now a small cap stock. PG&E plunged another 29% yesterday, got as low as $6 a share. That triggered a circuit breaker, which, by the way, was fueled by Pacific Gas and Electric. Shares were halted. Shares have now lost nearly two-thirds of their market value since the company declared its intention to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy. Now, I predicted yesterday, I said, this is the crisis that Gavin Newsom, the new governor of California, has been waiting for. because he wants everybody in California, whether you like it or not, off the grid, off of any kind of power except for solar and wind. Now, here's what Gavin Newsom is saying about PG&E's problems. He appears to show little interest in bailing out the company. Well, it's just a matter of time before there is a law in California, a mandate. Maybe we should buy the California solar stocks and the wind stocks. I really think it's coming. California will be the first state, with New York close behind, where everybody has to be off the grid by such and such a date or face major fines. And in addition to that, I'll tell you what else is coming. Electric cars only allowed in California and New York close behind. You wait and see. Invest in electric cars, invest in wind energy, invest in solar, because I see it coming as a no choice. You have no choice in the matter. Tilray under pressure yesterday. You know, Tilray, wow. I'm telling you what, that's a wild thing. But that is the cannabis stock, along with Canopy Growth and Kronos, maybe a few other, Aphria. Tilray is a $7.8 billion company. It was down 18% yesterday. You got to have a stomach to go through the wild swings in the cannabis stocks. It had a 5-time surge in its normal daily volume approaching the end of the session. Why? Because the lockup period expired yesterday. Well, that means all of those people that had invested in Tilray and had restricted stock that they couldn't sell until such and such a date. Well, such and such a date hit yesterday, and they unloaded, stock down 18%. It is back up today, however, just a little bit. It's up 14 cents today to $83.25. Let's not forget this was a $300 stock back in September. What is the beta on this stock? Let's just take a quick look at the beta. Oh, it's not available. It doesn't have enough trading. It just moved over to the NASDAQ here back in mid-July. The new AG, Attorney General nominee, Barr, his name William Barr, says he will not go after pot companies. At his confirmation hearing, Attorney General nominee William Barr said that he would not go after marijuana companies in states allowing cannabis use, adding that the current system, cannabis use and possession is illegal on the federal level, is untenable. And in the meantime, New York moves to back legal cannabis. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, as part of his extreme progressive agenda, is expected to announce the proposal to legalize cannabis in the state later today during his State of the State address. He believes legal weed sales will generate $300 million in annual tax revenue. And finally, New Age Beverages announces the signing of an agreement to develop and distribute Marley. That's the brand name. I wonder where they got that name from. Marley. I wonder if Ziggy will get any of the royalties there. Branded cannabis-infused beverages. Hey, brother, can you spare a Marley? The company says the first product to roll out in the Marley plus CBD portfolio will be Marley Mellow Mood Relaxation Drinks in 15-ounce cans with 25 milligrams of pharmaceutical-grade CBD per serving. We'll be right back.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. blackout26.com.
We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. Best. Gunderson Capital Management is expanding. We continue to grow at a very rapid rate. With clients all across the country, subscribers all across the world, and a daily national radio show, we are looking to beef up our sales force. If you are currently within the sound of my voice and are interested in working for one of the most innovative financial firms in the industry, send us your resume. Licensed advisors are preferred. Send your resume to recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. That's recruiting@GundersonCapital.com. Are you a diehard do-it-yourself investor? Bill Gunderson makes the tools that he developed to professionally manage money available to you. I invented the Best Stocks Now app, which gives you relative performance, valuations where possible, and my proprietary ranking on almost 5,000 stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs. The cost is $9.99 per month. And if you want to see all my live trades in all four portfolios, you can subscribe for $89 per month. Visit my website at GundersonCapital.com. That's GundersonCapital.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Thank you.
second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, the earnings season continues to heat up here. We've had several mostly financial stocks report today. Netflix will report tomorrow after the close of the market. That's the most anticipated earnings report here this week. We've had a lot of financials, and they're important because they do make up a big part of the S&P 500. And every time one of these big financials reports, that does have an impact on overall S&P 500 earnings. So let's take a look. We have Goldman Sachs that reported today. I have no interest in that stock. That stock has reversed a downtrend. It hit 151 back in late December, and now it's back to 190. All right, that's a pretty big percentage move. That that represents a percentage move of, let me do my math here, 40 on 151. That comes out to a percentage move of, well, I can't get that right there, but that works out to about, what, 30%, something like that, off of its low? Not too bad. GS, Goldman Sachs, which has a P.E. ratio of 7. I don't like the fact that their growth, their earnings growth, has been very soggy. But the stock having a huge day today, much of the reason why the Dow is up so much today, the Dow up right in 119, but Goldman Sachs is up 5.7%. Well, that's a big, big move for a member of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, up $10.38. And that's going to boost S&P 500 overall earnings. When all is said and done, they had a Q4 blowout. They beat by $1.74. That is a very, very big number indeed. Bank of America also reported earnings, another very important stock in the financial sector. Blowout earnings there from Bank of America also. That bodes well for overall S&P 500 earnings, although that's just two of the 500 stocks in the S&P 500. Bank of America beat by 7 cents. They beat on revenue. Bank of America was $22.66 at its low here recently in late December. Today, Bank of America is back to $28.14. Well, that's a move of about, what, 25% from its low, 19%, something like that. Not too bad. It has also reversed from a downtrend. It's looking like now that a key day in the market was right around Christmas Eve. How about that? Merry Christmas. We got coal, lumps of coal in our stockings on Christmas Eve to open up on Christmas Day. The turkey didn't taste quite as good on Christmas Day after a 604-point drubbing on Christmas Eve. The heck? And then we take a day off in the market, and the next day the market's up 1,000 points. And that pretty much was, I guess, Christmas Eve you could call was a capitulation day in the market. Who would have ever guessed at the time? Bank of America today is up 6%. That's a big move for a $277 billion company. Another important financial reports today, BlackRock. BlackRock having a very good day. It has reversed. It has turned from a downtrend. It bottomed out on Christmas Eve. And since then, it is up about 15%. BlackRock is up another 4% today. That's a very important alternative asset manager, $66 billion company. Charles Schwab, another very important financial and asset manager that has also reversed from a downtrend, bottoming on Christmas Eve, had a big day the day after Christmas, and ever since then, it's up about 22% off of its bottom in late December. Charles Schwab beats by 1 cent. They beat on revenues. The stock up 3.2%. Another bank, Bank of New York. Let's see how they're doing back there. Another good report. That one's reversing from a downtrend to an uptrend. Very good day for the financials today. Bank of Mellon beats by 7 cents. And let's not forget Citigroup, which reported yesterday. Citigroup has also made a very key reversal, finally hitting bottom on December 24th. And since then, up about 25% is Citigroup in the last 4 weeks, less than 4 weeks, 3 weeks, really, 3 weeks, Citigroup up 24%. We had an airline report, UAL. Now, the airlines have not been doing so well. UAL had a good report. It's up 6.6% today. Netflix, big day yesterday, raising prices on all subscriptions. The subscribers hopefully will take it in stride and will not disconnect their Netflix subscription. The stock, a little bit of profit taking today in Netflix. Also, I'm sure there's some moving to the sidelines just in case. Netflix has had some very poor reports off and on over the years. They will report, I believe, after the close. I don't think it's before the market. It will be after the close of the market tomorrow. Netflix is currently trading at $348. Let's not forget that Netflix was trading at $231 on Christmas Eve. $231 on Christmas Eve. Netflix has made a 50% move off of its low on December 24th. Well, online holiday sales were up 17% in 2018. That's online holiday sales. We need to check in on Amazon today. Amazon will be reporting their earnings 2 weeks from today. 2 weeks from today. Amazon has also reversed from a downtrend, which began in October, in which it went on a 35% drop from a high of 2,033. It finally bottomed on Christmas Eve at 1,307. Ouch. That works out to a drop of 35% from its high to its low. Very painful. 35.7%. And now the stock is back up to $16.82. So it's made a nice rally. It's not back up to where it was above 2,000. But from its low, Amazon is now up 28.7%. And Amazon, again, will report in a couple of weeks. Another reversal that I saw yesterday, in fact, I talked about it yesterday, Facebook. Definitely, Facebook will be investing $300 million for local news. They want to provide your local news. Now, I don't know if I trust Facebook's local news. Will it be tilted one way or another? And if it does tilt, which way will it be tilted? You know, there's been a lot of fake news coming out of Facebook, but they're going to continue to fight fake news, misinformation, and low-quality news on Facebook. Well, I've heard that before, and I continue to get fake news, misinformation, and low-quality news. Not that I get my news from Facebook. Why would I get my news from Facebook? But they're going to try to turn things around. In the meantime, the stock is turning around. It, too, bottomed on Christmas Eve at $123 per share. You know, that would have been a great gift to give to your grandkids or your kids. Shares of any one of these stocks that I've mentioned on Christmas Day. You should have bought them on Christmas Eve. Here's a last-minute stocking stuffer, 100 shares of Facebook. Facebook, since that day, you're already up since Christmas Day, Facebook is now up 19.5%, and it has reversed from a downtrend. It is attempting a new uptrend. When we come back, we'll have my featured stock of the day here at Gunderson Capital Management. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back. This is Bill Gunderson, professional money manager and chief investment officer at Gunderson Capital Management. Many of my listeners are still in the accumulation phase of their lives. They continue to contribute to their retirement or savings accounts. Along with their contributions, they still need for their portfolios to grow. They need to be in the best asset classes for growth now. They don't have time to miss 9-year bull markets or be in the wrong places. I manage both an aggressive growth and a conservative growth portfolio for these folks. It seeks out the best growth stocks that I can find at any given point in time. These portfolios are carefully tended to by me on a daily basis. These two portfolios are also unconstrained. They are active, not passive. They can go anywhere in the world to find the best growth opportunities. At times, they may be in cash or have some inverse hedges if I think that the market is too expensive or the economy is headed into recession. Is your main objective still accumulation or growth? I'm on it. Contact us at GundersonCapital.com or call us at 855-611-BEST. We're all in different stages of the investment cycle. Some of us are younger and at the beginning of that cycle. These folks can afford to take more risk, but it is so important to get started out on the right foot. If you start feeding the kitty early and keeping the kitty in all the right places, the power of compound interest is one of the strongest forces in the universe. We call this the accumulation phase of our lives. Others of us need to start toning things down a bit, but still need growth. These folks cannot afford to take a big hit like the ones that the market delivered in 2001 and in 2008. Then there are those of us that need safe money. Traditionally, this has been the bond market, but we are now in a rising interest rate environment, so we need to seek alternatives. In addition to this, it is time to start taking income from our accounts. We call this the distribution phase. If you're nearing retirement or in retirement, give us a call about the distribution phase of your investing life. You can reach us at 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
When you lose power for a whole day due to a storm, it can seem endless. But there's a new kind of storm brewing, one that could target our nation's power grid and turn off the power not just for days, but months or even longer. Would you be prepared? Veteran news anchor Ted Koppel's new book, Lights Out, details this exact scenario. It's why many Americans are securing their own solar-powered generators to provide an endless supply of life-saving electricity without gas, fumes, or noise. When it comes to lightweight and powerful solar generators, the breakthrough Patriot Power Generator 1500 has it all, providing up to 1,500 continuous watts of clean, quiet, and free renewable solar power. You'll be able to power heat and lights, preserve food, recharge cell phones and computers, and keep critical medical devices going day after day, all from rechargeable solar power. If a blackout strikes, be protected with the power you need when you need it most. The Patriot Power Generator 1500. For all of the details, just go to blackout26.com. That's blackout26.com. Blackout26.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second, the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson. A few other stocks in the news, and then I'll get to my featured stock of the day here. Let's take a look here. What else is happening? Nike's got self-lacing shoes, you know, for those of us who can't bend over to tie our shoes anymore. I guess it's remote control. I can't ever find my remote control, however, so I guess I'd walk around with my shoes untied. Airbnb, their second profitable year. That's going to be another big IPO this year, along with Uber and Lyft and Airbnb. They were profitable last year. They expect to go public. This year. Okay, my featured stock of the day. I've narrowed it down to two, and I'm going to go with Salesforce as my featured stock of the day. Salesforce apparently is trying to make an acquisition. This is according to Reuters, if you can believe Reuters. Salesforce is in acquisition talks to snatch up Israeli software developer Click Software. Well, Salesforce is one of the leading cloud stocks. I continue to be an investor in the cloud. Salesforce is one of the premier stocks within the cloud space force. In fact, there is a cloud ETF, Sky, SKYY, which I own in my Best Funds Now portfolio. Salesforce is a big part of the cloud sector. Salesforce is currently a $114 billion market cap company headquartered in the Bay Area. I hope that PG&E, I'm sure they're getting their power from PG&E until the lights go out. I don't know what's going to happen out there. Salesforce, $114 billion. Now, here's a key number as it relates to Salesforce, symbol CRM, which also stands for Customer Relationship Manager. There's a lot of CRM systems out there, different ones. Salesforce, obviously, the king of the hill as it relates to CRM, which is a sales. It manages your Salesforce. You put in all your notes, and it schedules all your follow-ups and what you need to do, and you can see how much you have in your pipeline and all this and that. But the number that stands out to me is over the last 5 years, their earnings have been growing by 43% per year. That's over the last 5 years. So now let's see if there's a correlation between that 43% per year earnings growth and stock price appreciation. Well, over the last 10 years, Salesforce has delivered returns of 36% per year to investors. Over the last 5 years, it's only delivered 20.3%, but that's triple what the market has done. And during that period of time, their earnings have been growing by 43%. So the stock has not really kept up with the earnings growth, which creates a little bit, not a lot, but a little bit of value right now in the stock. This has never been a cheap stock, and it never will be. Well, it will be at some point in the future when it becomes a stodgy old growth giant of yesteryear. A soggy stock like IBM, like General Electric. I could go on and on and on. This is not a soggy stock. They are expected to continue to grow their earnings at a clip of 24% per year going forward. Now, Salesforce will report earnings in about 5 to 6 weeks from now. That's always an important day when they report earnings. But Salesforce, they're performance grade is A-. Over the last 12 months, stock up 37%. Now, from a valuation point of view, Salesforce comes in with a valuation. My five-year target is $265 per share. Stock is trading at $148 per share. When I take into account the valuation and the performance, Salesforce is currently ranked at number 83 out of 5,048 different stocks, mutual funds, ETFs in my Best Stocks Now database. You know, if you want to see what the database looks like, how the sectors are ranked right now, how the asset classes are ranked right now, how the mutual funds are ranked right now, how the ETFs are ranked right now, and how the individual stocks are ranked right now, you can go to the beststocksnowapp.com. beststocksnowapp.com. And you will find Salesforce in there. You will also see any tweets that I've sent out about Salesforce over the last several years. I featured the stock before on the radio. You'll see my features there down below. It's a talking app. It will talk to you. I currently own Salesforce in my premier growth large cap portfolio, both versions of it, the buy and hold, which seeks long-term capital gains, and in the more actively traded version of the premier growth portfolio. For more information on our fee-based only money management here at Gunderson Capital Management, I have a West Coast representative serving the West Coast, Scott Waddell. I have someone right up the center of the country in Minnesota, Minneapolis, in Bart Bailey. And, of course, I'm out here on the edge of the country, eastern, southeastern coast. They call it the edge of the world, edge of the country, something like that. So we've got you covered from east to west and right in between. I'm the guy that does the money management, but you can talk to one of my representatives to see, find out how it works, what we do, how we do it, how much we charge, what can I expect, does it include the newsletter, does it include the app, will I get live trading alerts, will all this and that can be answered by either Scott Waddell out there on the West Coast or Bart Bailey up there in Minnesota. We'll have a person down in Sarasota one of these days, but I'm here in Charleston, South Carolina. 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST, or GundersonCapital.com. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.